This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
A student has launched a petition calling for sexual assault and rape to be classed as extenuating circumstances by their university. The unnamed student at the University of Birmingham said current guidelines do not contain a specific clause in its extenuating circumstances to give rape survivors extra time leniency during exam time or when handing in coursework. The petition on change.org has currently been signed by over 1,800 people. Current guidelines state that as of this academic year, a new code of acute personal and emotional circumstances were introduced into the university's code of practice, which would cover rape survivors. But the student said rape and sexual assault should be included as its own category. The student wrote, "Speaking from experience, I believe that students who want to seek academic support after a rape or assault may be inclined to do so if some type of academic support is guaranteed. But by plainly stating this in the code of practice, speaking out after rape or assault is particularly difficult for the survivor, and asking for help with an unclear outcome can develop as a part of the problem." A survey published by the Birmingham Tab earlier this year said that 44% of Birmingham students said they had been sexually assaulted while at university, and 12% said they had been raped. The university issued a statement on its website saying it includes allegations of sexual harassment and rape, and it takes the safety and well-being of its students and staff extremely seriously. In our code of practice on extenuating circumstances does not contain an exhaustive list of what might be treated as an extenuating circumstance, but rape or sexual assaults are examples of the type of exceptional and unforeseen events which can be considered as an extenuating circumstance. So, what do you think in the case of sexual assault, that this should be treated as an extenuating circumstance, and if so, why? Do you think, like...
I was going to say, I think it definitely should be considered an extenuating circumstance because of the mental implications. I think it affects you so much. If you need to concentrate on something, I don't think you can focus on something if you've got that at the back of your mind.
Yeah, I think it's arguably, it could be like, do you think that someone with learning difficulties, is that more... what I'm trying to say is that, like, in comparison, some people have argued that it doesn't really affect them, like, with the reading and, like, taking in, like, your exam papers and stuff in comparison to someone who might have dyslexia. So is it really fair to include that into extenuating circumstances?
Yeah, but if you have something so traumatic happen to you like that, it distracts you from... It'll be in your mind and distract you from lectures, from what you're seeing and what you're doing. So... even though it doesn't actually cause you problem to, like, write or read, it still might be confusing and you wouldn't take anything in. I know that when I'm worried about something, I don't take in what I watch in the lecture.
I'm quite surprised there isn't a specific extenuating circumstance and then it has been put under such a broad topic that it would just be some form of emotional... problem that student would be coping with. Do you think that many people thought it was originally?
It seems like there was quite a lot of different views on it. Like, some people definitely thought that it was such an emotional problem that it is hard, like, to function, especially if it's a recent thing. Then I do think those people need some time because it affects your whole life. Like, it will change how you will be in the future, I think. But then some people said that it's not to do with how you're taking in the words or the content, like, it's not really affecting the way you learn things, so is it fair to give them that advantage? But I didn't really agree with that because I do think your emotional state does make a difference of how you revise and how you, like, prepare for an exam.
It's definitely fair to give them that advantage. If it is an advantage, it's something that they've definitely gone through, and it could potentially even be a mental illness for some people, so why would they not be treated with the utmost respect, much like anyone else who had an extenuating circumstance?
Yeah, I would say that because if someone close to you dies, that's an extenuating circumstance, and that's a traumatic emotional experience that would be the same kind of thing. Well, the same emotional reason for it, so I don't understand why it wouldn't be why it would be treated differently. But
and with the death in the family as well, that's the same. If there's people that were arguing against saying that it wouldn't affect your reading and writing, death is still, you know, it's the same way rape would be seen as.
And also, like,
I was going to say, any form of intense stress caused by any type of serious assault, and especially sexual, causes, you know, horrendous amounts of stress, and that puts such strain on all sorts of cognitive abilities, especially short-term memory, which is incredibly important when it comes to exams. So it should be sexual assault wasn't its own category, but assault was, or what was that the issue?
I think, I don't, like, they're also saying, like, but where can you, like, draw the line for, like, sexual assault? Like, what makes you part of extenuating circumstances? Like, do you have to be raped? Is it a grope that is, like, like, where to draw the line? Because people would argue then that people who are groped as well, like, quite, like, violently or whatever, is also quite bad, so shouldn't they should also be, it's quite, you know, scarring. So, I don't know, like, it's kind of like just with euthanasia, like, where do you draw the line? How sick do you have to be? Is it, again, like, how sexually assaulted do you have? It's, like, a horrible thing to say,
it's ridiculous.
But they're, like, that's the debate, like, where do you draw the line?
Do you know where do you draw the line, then? What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know, because I think rape is definitely, like, I think that's definitely, you have to be given for that. That's horrible. That's that's going way over the line, but... I don't know, like, something like, if someone's just going to use something like...
Is rape worse or less than if you're actually in, like, a proper physical fight or you get attacked, not just sexually attacked? Is sexually attacked worse than being in a fight, or what do you think?
I think sexually attacked is worse. I think it's, like, going into that intimate space of yours and just violating it is just wrong. It's not... A fight usually happens because both parties are involved physically, but... This is just one person.
Not necessarily, though.
Okay, yeah, but then you would try to fight back, right? Like, in this kind of, like, rape is kind of more like being imposed on, and it usually, if it's happened, you haven't been able to fight back. I don't know, it's quite hard.
What's the stance with boys? Because legally, there's not a definition, like, legally, a man can't be raped. So I wonder what this policy would be in terms of how they treat boys under sexual assault.
What do you mean a man legally cannot be raped?
He can't be raped.
Because...
A woman cannot rape a man in this country.
Just the way it can.
Not by law. Not in the UK law.
The way it's defined legally, that a man cannot be raped.
Yeah.
He can be sexually assaulted.
That's horrible. Like, I've definitely heard many stories about women totally taking advantage of younger boys or even just anyone. So I don't know.
Just to bring up another point, if you make it an extenuating circumstance, then it surely they'd actually draw more attention to it, so you get more support as well.
Yeah.
So, because if you have to fill out a form and actually tell someone what you're going through, then they can provide more support for you rather than just.
But then someone else might say that they don't really want to share that, and that it's already hard. It's quite hard to talk about something like rape.
Would you have to prove it? Like, I know if you have a death in the family, you have to show, like, a death certificate.
Yeah, how would you prove it? That's a good point.
A rape does have to be proven by a doctor.
That's just dramatic.
That might be even more worse, being, like, labelled as a rape victim. Like, yeah, I don't know, is it better for you or is it worse? I don't...
Many victims may want to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Especially as this would also go on your academic record as well, that, I suppose, that why you're having this extenuating circumstance, there would be a reason next to it. So should it really be a specific topic? Maybe it being so broad is hiding it.
And with extenuating circumstance, you get extra time in an exam. So, like, usually, like, when you're in a big lecture room and everyone's doing their tests and you're leaving, there are a couple of people left, you know that's for a reason. And if you knew your friend, you would ask, wouldn't you? Like, oh, what is it? Like, a lot of my friends are, like, dyslexic, so they'll be, like, they have, like, the extra half an hour or whatever. But then to ask someone, and then they would have to give you a reason, and they might feel, like, quite personal, like, to say, oh, I was raped. Like, they're not going to say that, are they? So I don't know if it's going to put them in a vulnerable position.
This is URN. The Pulse Breakdown.